Good morning, fellow humans. Let me make sure I got this audio right. And try to stay calm, everyone, because I am 1 minute early this morning. So you get a little extra pasha today. It is Thursday morning at the USC campus, and today we are going to be listening to songs from the James Bond movies. And to fit it all under time, I cut out the ones I like the least, which coincidentally turned out to be more of the Roger Moore movies. So sorry if you were born in the 70s or a fan of Roger Moore, but yeah, I'm also going to be checking Twitter. For those of you who don't know, it's the NBA trade deadline today. I believe it ends at noon on Pacific Coast time, so if I see anything big, I will let you guys know. But for now, let's get started with some James Bond.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiles. You'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there a man I suddenly knew you'd care. To you from Russia with
Mr. Goldfinger, kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves
runs while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes thunderbolt. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less. And he strikes like thunderbolt. Any woman he wants, he'll get. He will break any heart without regret. Of asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes
diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Up and then caress it, touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie. diamonds are forever sparkling around my little finger. Unlike men, the diamonds linger. Men are mere mortals who are not worth going to your grave for. I don't need love.
Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey from the movie Diamonds Are Forever. You guessed it. Pretty interesting story behind that movie. So Sean Connery left after 6 movies, replaced by George Lazenby. And then when George Lazenby basically, I forget if he was fired or if he just didn't want to do it again. But the studio like freaked out. They were looking for other people to play it, but the studio heads wanted Sean Connery back, and so Sean Connery, at the age of 40 years old, came back for Diamonds Are Forever. And then, before that was Thunderball by Tom Jones, and this was in 1965, so the beginning of the peak of sexy Tom Jones, before he became, like, not creepy, but it was back in the day when he was still a stud, before he was an old stud, I guess. Then before that was Goldfinger, also by Shirley Bassey. And that's a song that was sung at the 50-year anniversary at the Oscars. And she actually sang it herself, so that was pretty cool. And then before that was From Russia With Love by Matt Monro. And that one was from the movie From Russia With Love, obviously. And they made a game for that on the GameCube. And best part of that game was the, like, melee attack was you karate chopped a guy's shoulder, and he was just dead. So when I was younger, I thought, if I ever get in a fight and I'm losing, I'll just karate chop the guy's shoulder and be okay. Luckily, I've never been in a fight. But, yeah, let's move on to some more James Bond music.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die. if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry. Say, live and let die.
Plans, cause these lands, got this all. boots, but baby, I got them too. No matter your attitude or your mood, I come through. The touch of your voice, the feel of your eyes on me.
That was Duran Duran with A View to Kill. And, I mean, you guys will probably get it by now, but a lot of these titles, or song titles, are the titles of the movie. And this one was Roger Moore's last movie. He was 56 years old. And story has it that when he met the leading lady of the movie, he found out that he was the same age as her mother. Or around the same age as her mother. And then after that, he said, this is getting to be too much. I am a little too old, which it's like, come on, Roger. You were too old at 50, let alone 56. Before that was Never Say Never Again, which some of you James Bond geeks will know was not necessarily a part of the series because it wasn't produced by Eon Productions. And basically what happened is the writer of the movie Thunderball retained the rights to the book in order to make the book into a screenplay. And he kept those rights and basically decided to make a slightly different version of Thunderball with a older Sean Connery. And that came out at the same time as Octopussy, which was in 1983. So you basically have two James Bond movies competing against each other, which was a pretty weird phenomenon. Before that was All Time High by Rita Coolidge from the movie Octopussy, which, I mean, what a name. And then before that was Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and the Wings. And Live and Let Die was Roger Moore's first movie. Sean Connery basically decided to come back. Diamonds Are Forever was the last time he wanted to do it until Never Say Never Again. But there was this huge controversy over who should play the next Bond. And they actually, the producers approached some American actors, including Clint Eastwood. So imagine Clint Eastwood as James Bond. It would be pretty weird. This is that time in the show where every week I play a new hit from a list of music that our producers give us, kind of new artists that they like and want the world to know about. So, yeah, give it a listen, and don't let me know what you think, but let your imaginary friend know what you think. Here we go.
The bad things I've done, then nobody made me do, most just to get myself off.
Bye.
That was So Special by Muna off the album About You. And again, that was not a James Bond movie. That is a new ad that we try to play every, I believe every show does it, but maybe some of the variety shows don't. But yeah, so there's mine for today. You're listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can hear us online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, and on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app. We are a service of the University of Southern California, and hot diggity, that's the first time I've done that. Perfect. So, yeah, I'm going to go pop some champagne while you guys listen to some more James Bond music. So, here you go.
Another day, another day, another day, another day, another day. not my time to go.
Don't freak out. I know I usually wait 3 or 4 songs before taking a break, but since these were the only 2 Pierce Brosnan songs or movies from, or songs from James Pierce Brosnan movies, I thought I'd stop and talk a little bit about Pierce Brosnan. So basically, after Roger Moore retired after being like 500 years old in his last movie, Timothy Dalton took over. But at the time Timothy Dalton was supposed to take over, Pierce Brosnan was the front runner. And the main issue was that Pierce Brosnan had been signed to do the show Remington Steele. And at the time, he had talked to Albert Broccoli, who was the head producer, and basically it was a done deal. He was going to be the next James Bond. And the thing was, the station, I think it was NBC, I'm not sure, but the station that had Remington Steele had like 24 hours to renew the show, and at hour 23, they basically renew the show. So Pierce Brosnan thinks he's about to be James Bond, then he gets a call, nah, dog, you're going to be Remington Steele. Which, I mean, he was pretty good in Remington Steele, but it's not James Bond. So Timothy Dalton, who was actually Ian Fleming's, rumored to be Ian Fleming's top choice, but was too young when Dr. No came out, took over for 2 movies, and then Pierce Brosnan took over. And Pierce Brosnan was, bar none, the best James Bond. I will fight anyone who disagrees. And I'm not saying James Bond movie, or his James, Pierce Brosnan's James Bond movies were the best, but he was the best James Bond. So pretty big difference. But if you disagree with that, I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I care. You're allowed to have a different opinion. But I don't know how to answer the phones perfectly, so not like I would pick up your call. Sorry, I'm getting pretty salty right now defending James or Pierce Brosnan. The song we just heard was Die Another Day by Madonna, and before that was Goldeneye by Tina Turner. And now we're going to end it off with Daniel Craig, who Daniel Craig was not one of my top choices, and I was pretty angry that they didn't pick a brunette with chest hair to play James Bond. He's kind of light brown hair, absolutely no chest hair, which, I don't know, every James Bond before that had chest hair, so what the hell. But I will say, Daniel Craig had by far the best song so far. He's only done 4 movies. Probably was his last. But, yeah, listen to his songs. Tell me if you agree. But I will say that he has the best songs of any Bond. So take a listen.
Now you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me? By the merciless eyes I'm deceived. I've seen angels fall from blinding eyes, but you yourself are nothing so divine.
trigger finger for her majesty. Another one with the golden tongue poison in your fantasy. Another bill from a killer turn a thriller to a tragedy. Yeah, darling, open a wall and walk it back. A drop in the water, a look in the eye. A phone on the table, a man on your side. Or someone that you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die.
Everybody, sorry, I'm freaking all you guys out with my two song then break, but we have some breaking news, NBA breaking news, not like any crazy news, but the Philadelphia 76ers have traded Nerlens Noel to the Dallas Mavericks for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a protected first round pick, which, I mean, Justin Anderson can ball. He's a good player, but Nerlens Noel is an absolute monster and just needed to go somewhere with minutes. I was really hoping the Lakers would get him, but congratulations, Dallas, for getting Nerlens Noel. And then I guess Philadelphia just wanted to get rid of him at some point, because I feel like they could have gotten more, but Justin Anderson is a nice player. So, yeah, and apparently the Boston Celtics, I know, really gross. Everyone hates this team. They're the worst team in the history of the NBA. I know, but I had to bring them up. Are in advanced talks for Paul George from the Indiana Pacers. The Lakers are also trying to get him. But, I mean, there's no way we can, or the Lakers can compete with the Celtics offer. Anyways, just thought I'd give you that little update. And let's finish off with the last two James Bond songs.
Thank you. this is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn. Drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe the day. Swept away, I'm stolen. Let the sky fall.
Something that makes me wanna stay. But I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face.
Alright guys, that's the end of my show. Let me just... So, that was Writing on the Wall by Sam Smith. Before that was Skyfall by Adele. Before that, Another Way to Die by Jack White and Alicia Keys. And we started after the break with You Know My Name by Chris Cornell, which was from the movie Casino Royale. That is the end of my show. I recommend you guys all, any sports fan, follow Twitter, look online, because until 12 o'clock today, the trade deadline will be some fascinating, fascinating stuff, and the landscape of the NBA might change before our very eyes. So, yeah, have a beautiful day, and remember, my name is Pasha, I'm Iranian-American, and I would like very much not to be banned from this country. Have a great day, everyone.